Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back at it for more. The D-Man has arrived. Mikey V has arrived. A special Father's Day to you boys. A special Father's Day to the fathers to be. Fathers out there. Very, very special Father's Day.
This guy, man, look at that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bring that mug back up there, Joe.
I want the submission of the mugs this
week.
Let
me say, best dad ever.
Did you submit that to show me your mugs Sunday?
I haven't seen it yet, but I would.
I'll throw it up there, Joe. We'd like to get you involved in the program.
Throw it up there.
There's a lot of titles, by the way. There's best dad of all time.
Number one dad.
Yeah. I think ever is as good as it gets because you can't complain with, you know, throughout the course of history, you know.
That covers all your bases if you're the best dad ever. You know,
can't question history, to say the least. boy, I told you, bad news to start the show.
What?
Wendy's gone. Wendy has officially.
Oh, we left. Knew Wendy was gone.
No, that's not true. I actually thought Wendy was going to return.
I thought Wendy would never leave.
I know. Yeah. I thought we gave Wendy everything that we could have possibly.
What's that mean that they say you don't know what the good old days are until they're gone?
Well, I love the one where
there's also another one, Mikey, where it's like, when are the good, like, what is it? You don't know what the good days are with your friends.
Until
like,
they're gone?
Yeah.
We talked about it, I think. We read our last Wendy's ad not knowing that was our last Wendy's ad.
Remember the biggie bags? Like, man, yeah. We should do like a little salute.
We fought. I think the funniest thing was when Mikey legitimately thought that the entire company was on a company.
Yeah, that was wild. Bob, I have a question. Do you think that Mikey maybe power eating those nugs might have been the course of action that really turned her off of us?
I want to say yeah, but no, I don't see why.
Bob would love to agree.
I would, yeah. But
maybe just like groveling, shoving food in and like, you know, eating in a manner of that might have been a turnoff for Wendy.
Either that or maybe they saw me digging into those chicken select, those new McDonald's attendees. Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't too
bad. Bob, you wouldn't want the Golden Arches to be representing the Brilliantly Dumb Show?
Without a question.
I've always sung McDonald's praises.
You said they rested on their laurels, Michael.
That is true. Now that.
is a chance for them to come back and redeem themselves a little bit. This is
to reinvent the wheel.
Speaking of food challenges, you see what this Hooters and Boca did?
Yeah.
No, a little bit. Not fully, a little bit, yes.
They're challenging us to like a wing eating contest.
They got good wings over there.
By the way, they really, really do. You know, Narod found it very funny, but it was like, who the fuck does that? I was at the Panthers game with Narod.
Yeah.
A girl comes up to me. We're eating a sandwich before we go into the game. And she goes, Bob, how are you? She goes, me and you, we met at Hooters, whatnot. And it's just like, why would you? Now, mind you, it was for the Have a Day event. But like, don't come up to a guy who's clearly there with his girlfriend and say, and say, we met at Hooters. That's like saying, you know, we met at Spanky strip joint.
Is it frowned upon to go to Hooters?
No, No, it's not. But
it shouldn't be.
But you get it though. Like you don't like. It's just not something you say. Yeah. Like I just didn't need it. She found it funny, but I was just like laughing. I was like, why? Like, how could you come up and start with that?
Bogus talking a lot of shit, man.
And yeah,
I really don't think that they know what they're getting themselves into.
Michael's gonna be down there in the orange shirt, just tearing wings up in no time.
I tell you what, Hooters sponsorship. I think Hooters sponsorship would hit delightfully.
I thought they went bankrupt. I thought that they don't exist anymore. But let's go
back up, Joe. You got to pick yourself up.
But let me tell you something. The D-Man's a hefty price tag, though. If you want to come in and get the D-Man. You saw what the NHL did, flying them out to Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, Edmonton. Wow. What a tremendous honor that was.
Oh, man, Joe.
Now, the game was great, but there's nothing really else to do out there, Michael.
Oh, he's going to have there are going to be Edmonton.
No, I'm not. I think even people from Edmonton. By the way, I will say this. Everybody I met there could not have been nicer. And the golf course, I played one of the golf courses out there, a Blackhawk or whatever. The place was beautiful. But there's not much out there, Michael. There really isn't.
It's going to be all the Canadians in the comments arguing back.
Yeah. I'm not shitting on Edmonton.
They're going to come at Vancouver. They're going to come at Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver is a metropolitan city that anybody who has been before will say is tremendous, Michael.
Great Chinese.
Oh, great.
World-renowned Chinese.
And you know what? He lied about that cat, about the quote, but he did not lie about how good the Chinese was, because the Chinese was delicious.
I wish that Bob had been at our table, though. It would have made it so much more enjoyable. The fact
that day.
He didn't have us at a table. He was at his table with his dad and Jason on the other table. Right. And then Jason was going rogue, ordering other things. Remember, Bob? Although I think you still had some good orders.
Jason's a good orderer, though. Jason knows the game. Now, if Scott Berger was ordering, there would be vegan cauliflower coming to them. and he'll hear that, and I'll get a text. But, you know, it's true.
Mikey getting the video of me ordering at that table was truly pretty hysterical, man.
Joe, have you tried the place that I've been giving you?
I haven't had Chinese food yet. As soon as I do the Hong Wok Grill or whatever, Wok. Cafe. I have it written down. Yeah, it will be ordered.
They open at 4:00 in the afternoon. Okay. My dad calls at 4:01 to place the order and go get it. And he's back by 4:30.
How's he doing? Does he bounce back, Bob, after last week?
It's a good question. It really did. I mean, Mike, you saw him the next day and it still bothered him, the Dana thing. Like he wasn't just over it. But I texted Dana because Dana saw the clip. And Dana thought it was hilarious. He said, I had a great conversation with him. He said, he's the best. Like, so I showed that to my dad. And I knew Dana didn't give a fuck. But after hearing the conversation, it's the fact that it sounded like he just completely interrupted Pickett and Dana, which is where he went wrong. But I think after
Pickett
seeing it,
just gets absolutely bodied.
Yeah, I know.
He's such a nice guy. He has been called the wrong name. He's been interrupted. I mean, and he couldn't be a nicer dude.
I
know. That wasn't Mr. Berger doing the interrupting. That was the martinis doing the interrupting.
That's right. Yeah.
The extra dirty.
Was just, you know what? And he was holding court, man. That was his VIP lounge that night. It was his lounge. You know, everything ran through him. It was like watching like you ever see one of those quarterbacks and they have like a stretch in a game where they win the game and they go on like a 17 straight completion. Like they complete like 17 or 18 passes. That was just him. He was running check downs. He was running deep posts. He was running. Everything was working for him. Everything flowed through him. The offense flowed through him.
And then I tell you, a lot of people gave me shit. A lot of people gave me shit about playing with the president. That ended up happening where people coming. And look, I stand by it that regardless of political affiliation, if the president of the United States asks you to play golf, you got to say yes.
I will say this. If it had been Biden, Obama, Trump, any president in the last however many, that has been in office
any
in the last
president.
It's just playing to be able to say that you play with the president of the United States. It's not us declaring what our political, where we stand politically. It's just saying it's a cool feat.
It's the same thing with the teams who win their championship in their respective sport. Not all that you think all those guys that visited Obama were Democrat, all the guys that visited Trump were Republicans? No.
Yeah.
it's just an it's an honor. It's an honor to meet a sitting president. It just, I mean, it used to be anyway. I mean,
to be honest, I had some guy come at me this week because I'm not speaking out politically on what's happening in the country. And I said, listen, I have no business speaking up politics. Right. First and foremost, no one gives a shit what my political beliefs are. Secondly, I'm not in a position to talk politics. I'm not nearly well informed enough to be taking a stance one way or another. And lastly, I'd like to think that our show, either the Brilliantly Dumb Show, the Bob Just Sports program, it's a release and it's an escape from everyday bullshit that's going on, where you can just kind of tune out, you know, all the noise, sit down for 45 minutes to an hour and just have a couple laughs and just get back to the basics of life, because we've lost all track of that, unfortunately.
If you're into, you know, political debate or that kind of conversation, there's so many outlets and places you could get that if you really want that. And even places where you don't expect it from, you're going to get it from. Athletes, celebrities, actors, they all want to, they all want to put in their two cents about their political beliefs, right? And Joe hit the nail on the head in the beginning of what he said, I think, is that we're in no position to discuss it. We're not politicians. If you want to push and advocate for certain political things, go become a politician. That's how I feel about it. Then, you know, you have credibility as to speak to it. Otherwise, if you're just an actor or an athlete, like, you're an actor or an athlete, yes, you're a person, you have a right to your opinion, but you're not an area expert on it. And when people come to you for that, it's kind of
sad,
because that's not really your area of expertise. So become
it'd be like somebody asking you to talk about golf and you're really not nearly informed enough. Like, I'm not going to make a stance one way or another. Now, that's not to say that I'm completely unaware of what's going on in the world and that they are just like, put my head in the sand and I completely ignore everything that's going on. No, but this platform is here for us to have people tune in, enjoy, and have a good laugh.
Every time
I imagine me in office, Bob, I'd be a nightmare.
Oh man, that would be one of the wildest.
What office, Joe?
Presidency, but any kind of like mayor position or some kind of
those like monthly luncheons, those meetings, they'd be real nice spreads.
I could see Bob running for some kind of
be a nice
electoral
spread.
Vote.
I'm telling you, spread. Bob is one or two levels beneath president.
That's ridiculous. Okay?
Whoever needs to hear it. Joe agrees.
No, he doesn't. That's a ridiculous. He's laughing because of how ridiculous.
Bob is going to become like a late night show host. He's going to be like the next Fallon. And then he's going to rise up to a political position.
Do you disagree with me, Joe, that Bob is literally like two levels beneath the highest level of celebrity clearance you could have?
Yes, he does disagree. He's crying at how dumb that is.
I actually, shockingly, I don't think it's that far removed.
Thank you.
No, Mike, you're using
Bob. You're an icon to a lot of people.
This is ridiculous,
man.
Michael, you're using.
Well, you see the stars are out, Michael. And by the way, Bob.
It was Taylor Swift, billionaire platinum albums. Travis Kelce, first ballot Hall of Fame football player. Yeah. Bobby Burger reviews chicken Caesar salad sandwiches, man. And the best at fucking do it. But you know what, Bob? You're the best at what you do. If you're the best at what you do, it is.
Yeah, own it. That t-shirt looked fresh. It looked nice and crisp.
Yeah, I appreciate that, actually. They threw a Celsius. By the way, I made fun of Joe for going over there. Yeah.
Putting a hand up there.
Full hand up. Because when you
don't think
in,
Mikey and I didn't talk about that Panthers jersey.
Yo,
I don't know what name was on the back, but he didn't know.
The name on the back was Celsius. Yeah. Yeah.
You never heard of Bobby Celsius? He plays right wing for the Panthers.
I walked into the Celsius suite and they kept the price tags on of $280.
They're $300 jerseys.
Now, mind you, I'm fighting for a sponsorship there too. And they said, here's the jerseys. And I looked at the jersey, and I wrote, I'm like, if I put that on, like, they are going to absolutely
you
gotta
shred me.
Though, Bob. You got ahead of it.
This is what I said last when I got roasted by all these people. Oh, Joey's the biggest Panthers fan. When you take tickets, I took a ticket. Now, this wasn't a sponsorship. They offered me a ticket to the suite for game 7. I'm literally going to watch the Stanley Cup be unveiled last year. I get in, same thing as Bob. They say, here's a jersey, you mind putting this on? We're going to take a couple photos. What do I do? Do I say no, turn around, and walk out the door?
So the thing, yes, I agree. Trust me, I was in the same situation. I'm going hand up, and I had to put the jersey on. So when I was putting it on, I was like, oh, my God, this is it. I'm done. So, but you're a diehard Vancouver Canucks fan. So I guess for you, they came hard on you because – that would be like me being a diehard Yankee fan if I have a different MLB jersey. I'm not as big as a hockey fan, which is why I think you took the heat more. And then there was also the Cold Cuts Vegas Knights jersey not long before. But with that being said, the same
– this guy makes his round.
Oh, that – it was a it was fucking hysterical, the different hockey games he was at.
I will agree with Bob, though. Like, Bob's never made an official declaration of fanhood to any NHL team, so nobody's going to break his
ball. Michael, let me ask you, if you got an opportunity, right? Let's just put the ball in your court, okay? Yeah. You get an opportunity – let's say Fritos, okay? I'm just throwing a name out there. Says, we're going to get you to the national title game to watch Ohio, whoever's playing, the national title championship game. We're going to give you a sweet all-access.
Yo, let me stop you right there. This guy would be the Frito mascot. He would be inside a fucking Frito, dude. This guy.
I need to hear it. There is one potential element that I would be like, no, I can't do it. There is.
So I'm not saying Michigan because not I wouldn't.
If you said Michigan, I wouldn't be able to do it.
If they asked me to wear my whole life would be
I'd be a fraud.
If they asked me to wear a Boston Bruins jersey, I would have said no, kick rocks. But if they ask you to wear a Texas jersey, for example, because would you not wear a Texas jersey to watch the game? And I'm not even saying Ohio State's not playing in that game, because if the Canucks had been in the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have gone to the game wearing a Vancouver Canucks jersey.
Right.
So I wouldn't have worn a Panthers jersey, it's two other teams playing, and they ask you to put a Texas Longhorns jersey on. No. Would you not do it?
100%.
You know what was a brutal scene? And, Mikey, it's not your fault, because, like, why would you not do that? But when we had that interview with Josh Allen – with Corona game in the Corona jersey for Josh Allen.
I was told to.
I know. I'm not saying you were in the wrong. Why would you not wear it? But then they had to ask Mikey to take off the jersey, and we didn't come in wearing the jersey. That was a vicious scene, dude. I want to let you know that the summer's here, which means it's officially time to let the dogs out. And by dogs, we mean your legs. If your pups have been stuck in jeans or sweats for the last few months, set them free with the Line Swim Collection from Chubbies. Life's too short for uncomfortable swim trunks. So these babies are set up for all-day comfort with the quick dry stretch fabric and built-in liner that actually does its job. No more chafing, no more soggy butt, no more mess disaster. We are the worst, man.
Tell me where you can get those Chubbies.
We are the absolute worst.
Give them that promo code for Chubbies.
For real, Chubbies is really, really good. Comfy, casual, and built for life. The Chubbies original stretch shorts can live on your legs. Available in long, short, and way short, they come with a relaxed fit, elastic waistband, and no fuzz to sign. So don't wait. For limited time, shop Chubbies, biggest sale of the year for $45 shorts and up to 65% off select gear. Hit up chubbiesshorts.com and grab your favorites before they're gone. Miss the sale? Don't sweat it. Use our exclusive code DUMB. That's DUMB, D-U-M-B, for 20% off. Support the show. Let them know we sent you when the survey asked. Chubbies, it's a funny name, but they really, really are terrific. Something I want to talk about, I was going to do it for the buy or sell, but I do want to talk about it. I know the D-Man's probably going to have a take about it, but it really is a really, really weird situation. One of the more bizarre press conferences I have ever seen. What the fuck is going on with Rory? We're Sunday morning here recording this. He had one of the most bizarre press conferences the other day. I don't know what the fuck is going on with him. He's claiming that he's upset with the media. It is weird. And a guy that everybody loved, it is turning into a villain. And you're just
I know the feeling,
it.
Bob.
Are you comparing yourself to Rory McIlroy?
No, I'm not comparing myself to Rory. Yes. I'm just saying I know.
That's,
I know
the that's feeling. Exactly what that's exactly.
I'm not comparing myself to Rory. I'm saying I know the feeling of being beloved and then turned into somebody that's now villain, because I've never gotten more hate on the internet than I have recently. So
what,
I know what it feels
what
like.
What reason is that? Why?
I don't know, Bob. Am I making this up? I have become the villain of Bob to sports now. And you know what? That's the new narrative now. And now Bob has not fed into that now. The other day, we jokingly, they were live streaming, and I called Bob, and I was talking, I was shit-talking Jet. And then Bob put the retaliatory, like, response from Jet on the Instagram story, and people are thinking that we're going to duke it out, that we hate each other.
That's been tough lately, man. Jet's been really
Jet's been on.
Jet has Mikey been. Too.
He took a shot at me in the street.
Oh, I know.
I got to be honest.
What did I do?
And by the way, Michael, for a guy who's been losing a lot of bets lately, why would he come at you for a winning hockey bet that you came
Mikey,
through on?
I said to him.
I really don't know.
I said to him, I saw that hockey shot that he took, and I said, if you said that about me, I would be annoyed. It came off. He has been on.
We might need to ask him to explain himself.
I was just so shocked by it. I sent him a text message. I go, wow. I go, good thing I have insurance. I said, this one put me in the hospital.
Do we have, if Bone could find that clip, or Mikey, you might have that clip.
I think it got deleted.
Clip. Did he delete it?
Oh, it got deleted. Whoever had it up there, that thing, I went to
like,
look.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Mikey V, the resident fucking hockey expert. He knows. He knows that. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I haven't even talked to you in months.
You know what it is, though? When this guy starts losing bets, all gloves are off. Dude. Anyone who somehow gets brought up in his
way, is that what he said? The resident hockey
expert. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He called him the hockey something expert.
By the way, 25-11 in NHL postseason this year, Joseph. 25-11.
Yeah, you've had a good run. I even said it.
Nice.
Bob, you might want to call him and see what he has to say for himself, because he's been on a tear.
Is he all right, Bob? Is he like okay?
That's why he
had a bet on Thurston Lawrence the other day. That's when you know it's all gone to shit.
Wait, what did he have?
He had a bet on Thurston Lawrence with Bob for the U.S. Open, some random South African. That's when you know it's gone awry.
And I ride it because he won't.
Yeah, Bob always rides.
You're a rider.
I'm a rider.
Bob is a rider.
And you guys, if I give you guys that I like, you guys will ride it. He never rides. And it's so frustrating because then he expects you to hop on his bet. And all we do is lose.
That's tough.
Shit. It's calm, but it's a dangerous game.
Oh, he's been on one.
Yo.
Diamcha live on the Brentley Dumb Show.
My God, I hate that fucking show, dude.
Say that you've been on edge lately.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, for sure. Getting it from all angles. Now, it's not just like unsolicited. I've been dealing with clowns for a while now, and everybody's kind of pissing me off, but yeah.
Okay. What about the Mikey slander?
I was going to say, the Mikey Twitch stream shot. Do you have any regrets to that?
No, I I love Mikey. I just, I don't know what to say about it. Mikey doesn't know, is Mikey a hockey expert?
But I never purported to be. I never claimed to be, though.
But Mikey, I wasn't taking a shot at you. I was taking a shot at the guy who commented, who was like, oh, why are you going against Mikey? Because I'm like, what?
Once you go against a voiceless, then you're entering a territory.
But I can see why Mikey would see that as a shot to him.
Well, yeah, if he thinks he's an expert at gambling. And I don't know what to say. It was not like a personal shot. It was more at the commenter, and because I happened to be losing my current bet at that point, I was a little
pissed. Okay. Lost a lot.
What did you say, Joe?
So, well, he's lost a lot lately. But now, Jed, what about the comments about me? Those were personal.
Which ones?
But we're gonna play the clip. So let's play that clip, and then wait, hold on, just give it 1 second. We're gonna play that clip.
Walking around from golf course to golf course, doing nothing, providing nothing besides the only entertainment he provides is from him being a clown ass. He thinks people are laughing with him, but they're actually laughing at him. And he does nothing, gets a whole lot out of it, complains about shit, has no regard for other human beings, has no social or self-awareness at all, and he bounces around through life. And one day, it's going to catch up to him, and he's going to catch a knuckle so hard to his face that it's going to send him back to fucking Cobbs Creek, Vancouver, or wherever the fuck he was at slinging those fish.
And now we go. Go ahead, Jet. Now, I will, before you even say, Jet and Joe go at it, but there's a lot of love behind
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's like their thing, but Jet, you got the floor.
Of course, but one thing, like, I don't know if you saw the clip or whatever, one thing that was not shown in the clip was the prior 2 minutes where Cutsy just teed off on me and roasted me for 2 minutes straight. So the video is simply my response. I didn't just pop out of nowhere and be like, this guy's a clown, he's a loser, he's worthless, he's a piece of shit, he has no awareness. Like, dude, I didn't make that up out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It was,
he has no awareness.
Because of something he said.
Oh, he's showing your man giant photo right now. He's showing the mangina.
Oh, the moose knuckle, the mangina.
Jamar's never seen a moose knuckle in his life.
No. That thing, that moose is from Alaska, dude. That thing is an absolute behemoth. That thing is the alpha moose of the entire moose community.
In Jet's defense, the prior 2 minutes that Jet going on that rant was Gutsy talking about his mangina. So it was provoked.
No, it wasn't even that. He was talking about my losing picks. I had a pick, and he was talking about the picks, and I was starting to get pissed off. And then he's like, oh, and this picture. And then I'm like, all right, now you're toast, you fucking clown ass.
He is on edge. You can hear it in his voice. He's on edge.
Now, Jeff, what's the pick today for US Open?
Yeah, here we go.
You want the okay?
It's gonna be a three. It's gonna be a three ball. It's gonna be a three ball.
Whoa, he's been okay with some of these three balls.
Just Adam Scott.
And to win?
He's like, I have the balls. Like, obviously, this is done before the U.S. Open final round, so everybody's going to see. And if I lose, they're gonna be like, oh, you're such a fucking idiot. As if they were fucking picking the winner before the tournament started. Now, Mike,
they're going to call you a golf expert.
Maybe ask Mikey V. Is he a golf expert?
I don't get it. Bob, I don't get it.
Another unwarranted shot.
I haven't said a word.
He's on it lately.
They got
like,
me going.
By the way, I gave out U.S. Open picks. They were terrible. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think everybody's picks were because
This is Xander's been killing me, man. I got to stop backing him. He's killing me every tournament. I keep backing him, Mikey, and I get killed every tournament.
I keep thinking that's Charles Manson on your shirt, and it's scaring the shit
out of me. It's Pirlo, Andrea Pirlo.
Okay, but you see what I'm talking about, right? Kind of looks like Charles Manson.
Oh, well, he was to the midfielders of the international teams. He was.
The guy tore up every fucking other country's midfield.
Mikey knows a whole lot about soccer, too.
This is the problem, man. By the way, we did very well in soccer recently, but this is a problem. I can't even talk about anything.
I just don't like. And Mikey, I don't even think you preached. I don't even think you ever said I'm a fucking hockey expert. The issue was the commenter was like, "Why are you going against Mikey V's hockey picks?" As if I'm going against like the Apple stock, like like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I do. I don't like when subscribers do that, and then they'll like.
Oh, that's a voice.
I don't like when they rip somebody else's bet. I don't like that because
very fickle. Honestly, if it was like football or something, I would understand it more. Like I would give you credit there, but like we know Gam. We've been in this game for a long time. We've seen the highest the highs and the lowest the lows, and I'll tell you what. Nobody's an expert on everything, so I don't know what to say about that.
While the voices may be small, they are tough. They are strong. The voices are very strong. And you know what? I used to be on the bad side of them, and now I think I've gone back to the good graces.
No, he's gone back to the good side, Mikey.
Yeah. I am. I support the voices.
Little engine that could, Joe.
Yeah.
Because he's got cough drops for the fucking voiceless.
he's the walking lozenger for the voiceless. Right.
Yeah. Well, also too, dude, like no joke. Like me and Jet will go out to dinner. He'll order like egg rolls to the table. It'll come down. He'll look at me like, "What is this? Like, what do I do?" I'm like, I don't know, dude. You pick it up and you fucking eat it. Like, I'll order up lunch. I hand him his lunch.
I don't get it. What's the issue? I don't get it.
Like he doesn't. It's like a hold on. Go ahead, Jet.
It's because Mikey, Bob will order stuff. It's not like an egg roll. I can eat a fucking egg roll. He'll order shit that I've never had before or that looks ridiculous. And I look at it as a joke. I know how to eat food, but as kind of a joke.
Bob, remember him trying to eat that crab rangoon?
I go, yo, shut the fuck up. Why don't you be voiceless for half a second, okay? So he goes, Bob will send the food to me, and then I'll be like, yo, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Because I've never had it before. So that's right.
And it's like he's like mad that I ordered him lunch. Like he's such a dick when he's losing.
You act like that's just how I am. I'm not mad. All right, I can't.
Yeah, you're not mad. Yeah, could have fooled me.
Mikey, we went for Bob's birthday. And Jet ate one of these rangoons, and the cream cheese went flying everywhere, all over the glass, inside the glass. Dude, the guy in the waiter, bringing a new glass of water. The waiter
saw it and didn't say a word, just picked soda and then brought him a new soda because there was cream cheese all in his soda. But just an angry individual of late, so we can only hope that Adam Scott comes on top.
Please God, Adam Scott.
We appreciate you joining the show.
We love you, Jet. Right,
I'm going to watch the US Open and then kill myself. Have a great day.
He's not
very men's mental health month, man.
But yeah, but you know, people got to realize too, like.
He's kidding.
But at the same time, it's like when his. Not even gonna say he gets hot and it lasts like a week of him just being pissed off, you know. He's a wild guy. Now I will say the D-man knows how to get under his skin and he's laughing now. Joe knows certain things to say and buttons to press.
Joe's an expert needler, bro. He's an expert needler.
He knows how to piss me off.
5 seconds ago.
Correct. He knows how to press people's buttons. So I do stir the pot.
He sits there and giggles. Sometimes when I'm under stress, I look no further than our good friends over at Lucy. Lucy, a proud sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. What is Lucy? It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Nicotine pouches with a little extra surprise for you. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open to release extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Me personally, the flavors are where they get me. I love the espresso. They have an apple ice, a cinnamon, an apple cider. Just really good flavor choices all across the board when you're talking about Lucy. And just a really clean product. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/DUMB. That's dumb. And use promo code dumb to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy. If you change your mind again, that's lucy.co. And use code DUMB dumb to get 20% off. Here comes the fine print, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, the product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You do a great ad, Reed. You really do.
Appreciate it.
Joe, I wanted to hear your Rory take. You're about to say something about Rory. I kind of wanted to hear what you were going to say.
No, I think he seems like he doesn't have time for anybody or anything anymore. I don't know. It's like I said to Nicole the other day, I used to really think that he was like truly one of the good guys at golf and like just would never speak outspoken. I think when it really turned, and again, I do think he was the spokesman for the PGA during the LIV merger. He really was the face. He stood up for the PGA for what he believed in. And then he kind of got crossed by Monahan. He kind of got screwed. And I think after that happened, you know, he was like, you know what? I'm not just going to be the good guy anymore. Like, I'm just going to go and do my own thing. And I think he's kind of leaned into that lately. And hey, guy just went out and won a Masters. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But I think he's kind of just over being, you know, the totally filtered, always says the right thing kind of guy. And you're seeing it more and more often now. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're exactly right. And he did get screwed by Monahan the way that happened. I mean, he was vouching for the PGA Tour and then they go and they make a supposed deal. So like he did get screwed. Now it's just like, The only thing that does bother me now, and I can imagine how frustrating it is after you play bad, but if he plays good, like after the Masters, he'll answer any question you have. He's all happy. But then in the bad times, then he doesn't want to speak. And forget about the media. I think you owe it to the fans who support him and keep golf going. So, you know, I just don't think it sets the best example, but has he proven everything? I mean, he's got nothing left to prove as far as the game of golf goes.
To play.
He should really be at a comfortable, like, apex of his career right now. After winning the Masters in April, he should be sitting on the highest of highs right now.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any negativity at all surrounding him. Okay, if his game's not sharp week in and week out at these other tournaments, but he got his white whale, you know, at the Masters.
Dude, he's won three tournaments this year. He won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro Open. Right. He won the Players, which might as well be another major. And then he won the Masters.
Right. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there should be no negativity really surrounding him at all right now. He should be on the highest of highs for the rest of the year.
He's got nothing left to prove. He could go to Oakmont, shoot a billion, miss the cut, and it's fine. He's done.
I wish we wouldn't get caught in the crosshairs of him taking shots at YouTube golf, Bob.
Yeah. I don't think he was going too hard at YouTube. I'll tell you what happened. That pump number four will sit with me for the rest of my life.
Maybe that was the turning of the tide, Bob.
That was one of the toughest scenes I have ever been a part of. Just driving out of that gas station was one of the lowest moments I've ever had. It was terrible. It was so
bad. Made for a great video.
That did. Yeah, that is true. But honestly, and you know me with content, I'll take the content. I don't know if I would exchange the two. It was brutal. Wow.
Bob's not used to being on the other end of the receiving bang job of the content. It was a very rare moment that he had to experience. Normally he's got me shoveling fucking food in my mouth like a pig.
I apologize. I thought that was too much.
Did you see that, Michael? The Chipotle Bowl one? No, normally I know this guy's filming. We were in the we had been a photo shoot ahead. It was like 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. I was ravished.
You looked famished, ravished.
The food came, of course, and this is absolutely well. It was going to be my sell of the week, but the DoorDash, the Postmates, not just putting in a set of cutlery with every order is unbelievable. We had no cutlery, no napkins, no serviette, nothing. And so I'm just there trying to grovel this food into my mouth. And this guy.
Dude, he literally, he watches everything.
And then for me to have the self-respect for myself to accept the collab post on top of that, Michael.
But hold on.
You're not stupid either.
I apologize. I said, you know what? I should have, maybe I crossed the line there. But then you told me, can you post it in the collab?
So I said, no, I didn't ask for the collab. I said, put the story back up. Because I put a story up saying to Bob, saying that I was going to get my vengeance. And then all of a sudden the story was gone. And then I was like, well, where's the story? He's like, no, I'm going to put it back up. Then I got the collab request. And you know what? I'm a good sport. I'm never going to be like, if it was really too much, I would be like, Bob, like on the side, I would be like, you got this is borderline out of control. But there's people out there, you know, like I'm trying to acquire, you know, potential sponsorship. I look like I hadn't eaten in 20 years, Michael. Look like a walking pig.
Some could say that's exactly how you go and acquire the sponsorship right there.
Well, Chipotle took a shot at me. And you know what? They're now out of the fucking running.
Did you see what Chipotle? Like
I saw that, yeah.
Mikey said it.
Looked like the bull was going to grow legs.
Yeah, thanks, Chipotle.
That is tough, man. That is
free promo for these guys, and they're still taking shots. It's like kicking me in the ribs while I'm already down.
Basically, they're saying like you were eating to a point where you thought the food was going to like run away from
you.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah, know what?
I think each of these companies have a person, like Wendy's guy was very good, where they have a person designated. And some give a little more leash than others to do.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy still love her.
A lot.
I'll tell you what, Chipotle won't be on our ad reads anytime soon, but I will tell you who will be on our ad read right here, right now, is our good friends at Keens, because Keens has all the things you want to wear this summer, like organic cotton silk polos, European linen beach shorts, and comfortable pants that work for everything. The best part, everything with Keens is half the cost of similar brands. By working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen, Keens gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Stick to the tape staples that last with elevated essentials from our friends at Keens. Go to keens.com/dumb. That's for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's pretty tremendous. That's QUINCE.com/dumb to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Keats.com/dumb. Thank you to our friends who continue to do it the right way.
Okay, and then just want to back that up with Kalshi. You've seen what we've put in with Kalshi. People use Kalshi to profit from their knowledge or tuition, hedge against real-world risks, or simply track what the crowd thinks. Kalshi is the first and only federally regulated prediction market in the U.S. After years of working with the federal government, they received approval from the CFTC to launch a brand new financial product. Now, we had Trump, will he visit Mar-a-Lago in the month? And we had yes. Mikey, I'm going to pan this one over to you. This is the Kalshi app right here that you could put anything on. It's awesome. Gas prices in the U.S. this month. Average gas prices over under 3.20, Michael, will be the Brilliantly Dumb Show's next best on the Kalshi app.
Over
3.20.
Summer, yeah, with everything going on now abroad.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Unfortunately, oil is going to skyrocket, I would think.
There you have it. So give Kalshi a try. It is an absolute blast. Moving on here, we got to move on to our buy or sell. I'll bang out a quick buy. I was gonna sell the whole Rory thing. Quick buy, Mikey. You talked about it, how good it is, how good the Stanley Cup has been. Going to it was probably the most like, oh my God, it is so much fun. Going to a hockey game, NBA is fun, especially if you take your girlfriend, because NBA goes fast. Naro loved the hockey, like hockey even faster. It was so much fun. Playoff atmosphere was amazing. Really was. I missed
a doozy of a finish too, Bob.
Yeah, with that being said, I was gone after the second period, so I missed the whole
the
finish.
The greatest comeback, Mikey, he left. I messaged him. I was like, Bob, how crazy is it in there? I was like, did you already leave? He's like, I've been driving for half an hour. I'm the worst.
Gotta go an hour from Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's a long way. It's another hour and a half if it with the traffic. But yeah, I did get out of there with that being said. Yeah, I was absolutely long gone.
Is it electric in there, though?
It's amazing. And also, too, you think about it, like these guys just don't give up. Like a couple games ago when we were in New York, Mikey, the game where Florida gave up the goal in the last few seconds to go to overtime, you think Edmonton's going to go and then win it because they have all the momentum. They just don't give up. Panthers end up winning. And then the total other way around, Panthers end up scoring in the last minute, goes into OT, Oilers take. Like, it has been unbelievable. And these guys are just fucking dogs. So I think the Stanley Cup's been incredible. Hard buy. Joseph, we'll go over to you. Buy or sell, unless that was the buy or sell.
No, I just wanted to say that any and every order from Postmates or DoorDash should come with one piece of complimentary cutlery. I mean, that's just wild that you have to go into the app and select cutlery.
That they have the option where you either add or don't add. Just throw in the cutlery.
Just throw it in, man. Come on. Anyways, my sell is actually going to be the U.S. Open this week. I think it's been really overhyped, and it hasn't been. You know, I remember last year watching Bryson win, going into the last shot, him versus Rory, Pinehurst, the last shot, the, you know, all the antics, the electric shot, the finish. It had everything, and it was so exciting to watch. I have barely watched this U.S. Open, and for all the talk of how hard the course is and on this and that, I, you know, a lot of the big names just aren't in it. And I don't know if that's the reason why I'm not really glued to my seat to watch it. But like, I just feel like even the broadcast, I think it started with the PGA Championship, the last major, that the Masters was unbelievable. Then the PGA Championship kind of felt like just a little runoff. It wasn't as electric, wasn't as crazy. Scotty had it won by the last day. It wasn't really that much. And now going into this, it's just been, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I feel like it hasn't had the same feel as US Opens in the past. And I don't know why. I think part of it is just I just the names at the top, but it's just lacking something. And I think we're going to wait till the Ryder Cup to really have another unbelievable, like, edge of your seat golf tournament that you have to tune in and watch, because this one up until now has not been it.
The leaderboard is just, like you said, it's not a great leaderboard by any means. And as hard as like the greens are, and you got to have good iron play, it just benefits the guys that drive it the best. Because, like, if you miss your driver by a little bit, like, rather than overall game, if you miss your driver by a little bit and you end up in that rough, you're fighting like hell to either save par or you'll even get out of there with a bogey. So, like, if you miss any which way, that's why I really thought Daniel Berger was going to be really good, because his driver's so good and he was charging. But the one thing that's interesting about it, you could have a guy that's leading and then have such a bad hole. Like, you might see today, such a bad hole, and then they're gone. Like, you could see triple bogeys a lot. But, yeah, it doesn't have the same juice. I think a lot of it is because of the leaderboard. But today will be fine. I'll tell you who ain't winning today is Adam Scott. I've seen this time and time again. I just don't think, and it's nothing against Adam Scott. It's just when the Jets riding you, be ready to lose. So I don't see Adam Scott winning. Now, people are going to be listening Tuesday. Maybe I'm the idiot, but I don't think I will be.
I kind of hope for Jeff's sake that you are wrong on this one.
Yeah, you heard how fucking fired out. Like, we need our producer back. I don't disagree. I don't want to go into Virginia with this guy ready to fucking kill everybody. You should hear some of these calls I get. It's crazy. And there's no stopping them. There's no stopping them. Mikey, buy or sell?
I'm going to buy this week. I'm going to buy the top three cookie that I've ever had in my life. I have to buy it. When we went to the Yankee game last Sunday, we had Legend seats, and the cookies, the chocolate chip cookies at Legends were the greatest. It was the greatest chocolate chip cookie I've ever had in my life. It's a top three cookie I've ever eaten, but it's probably the best chocolate chip I've ever had in my life. They first of all, they were the perfect size. They weren't like obnoxiously big, but they weren't small to the
point where you
had to grab like six of them. They were perfect, like a two cookie serving size. It was perfect, like just perfect. And they were out of, like, I don't know if they cook them in like a pizza oven to bake them, but they're fresh out of the oven. You could smell them when you walk by.
Oh.
Like, it takes over a whole section of that Legends area. It's just the smell aroma of these chocolate chip cookies. I think I ended up having like five.
Bob, do you stand by that?
How much did you see me in that?
disturbing.
She used to always talk shit about those Legend seats and how it keeps people from watching the game and it kills the environment. And then I see him on the stories like, they had crab, they had owls.
No. Bob had to get five or six plates. But those chocolate chip cookies, man, I'm buying it. Those are the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had. If you have the opportunity. Now, I think they should really sell those. Maybe they do. Maybe they sell those chocolate chip cookies outside of the Legend Suite.
Dude.
That would be an automatic purchase every Yankee game I go to if they're prepared.
A little sea salt on them, Mikey?
I don't know what they did, Joe. They may have, because they were outstanding. They were outstanding.
Did you have one, Bob?
I did. I had a few. I think that it's $1,000 a ticket for the Legend Suite. Shout out Cuzzy, he got us the tickets. But I think it's $1,000. And
you can get them cheaper, though. You can get them cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think $1,000 is actually a reasonable price for what you get. That if you do it like we do, and you show up at 5:30, you have stone crab, lobster, all you can eat, every single station. No drinks included.
Oh, that's kind of a bang job.
Soft drinks included.
Yeah, but this spread, and then on the way out, there's popcorn, ice cream.
Marketplace.
Yeah. It's like a marketplace.
Marketplace.
When you walk out to your seat, they have like this little like like you walk through like a little corridor and they have it set up like you're walking through like a supermarket where it's all shelves with there's an ice cream chest, there's popcorn, there's chips, and it's set up like you just grab items off a shelf and you just go because you don't pay for them. You're already paid for. You grab Cracker Jacks, ice cream.
Bob had to have been in his absolute glory.
It's unreal, man.
Until the Yankees banged all of us.
Season's cooked. Season's over. For the Yankees.
This thing.
You can't beat the Red Sox, man.
No, it's terrible. I can't. I'm not watching the game today.
The vibes, by the way that game started, we had Judge to hit a home run. He fucking homered in the first inning. We were going nuts. And then we got the foul ball from Volpe. I mean, it was, and then it was just all downhill, and it's been downhill since.
It was so funny. I mean, Volpe, a foul ball comes. He looks right at us, and you just knew he was going to throw it to us, and he just chucked it right at us. And
Mikey with the bits.
That and the mouthpiece now. It's 2 for 2. Yeah, I see why nobody's out there, because you go into this thing, it's the buffet, and it's like, why you go? You eat there, then you come out.
There are a lot of people mingling around it too, like talking business and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's why nobody's out there. That's why if you watch Yankee game, there's nobody behind home plate. And I at least see why now. And yes, I used to bash it.
Your dad bashed it too. What was his thoughts on it? Did he
same
like
thing
it?
As me. Same thing as me. He put down more stone crab than anybody.
The thing about those seats though is they got that waiter. He'll come around and he's awesome. They're on top of it. Like you could order and you could conceivably sit in that seat and not get up because they'll bring you drinks and food.
We got one of those nacho cheese helmet bowls.
Yeah. I do think as ridiculous as $1,000 is, and I get that, for what you get, God, it's close.
Well, if you're only going to like one or two games a year, maybe.
If the booze was included, I would say
I agree.
You're right.
All right, let's go on into the Ask Bob segment of the show. Ask Bob. Everyone wants to start it off. Go right.
Some people are calling it the greatest new segment in all podcasts, Michael.
Yeah, I think so. I think that enjoying it. Joe, who's you want to go first, or should I?
I went first last week. Oh, why don't you go first this week, Mikey?
Okay, Bob. The Ask Bob question for you this week is:
in music,
who wrote the book "The Cat in the Hat"?
Dr. Seuss.
All right.
That's, that's crazy.
Bob, listen, we're still in the infancy of this segment, so like I gotta feel out your strong areas, your weak areas. I don't know. Well, who knows what you would have said? I don't know, but that's good.
If you would have asked him who wrote The Lord of the Rings, good luck. But
I'd say Edgar Allan Poe. I would have no idea.
All right. Okay. Good. Bob, one for one.
The correct answer is J.R.R. Tolkien. But I will say I got a question for you, Bob. This week's cutsy question is based off of grammar. All right. So I am going to give you a sentence, and in that said sentence, I would like you to indicate the noun, the verb, and the adverb. All right, so you need to indicate what the noun is, what the verb is, and what the adverb is, all right? And we can repeat if need be.
So that's a problem.
The sentence is as stated. The little brown box jumps high.
It's the most disrespectful segment of all time, and the way he asks it is also the most.
He asks it like,
I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I'm an absolute fucking idiot, which maybe I am, but the way he asks it. Repeat it again, dickhead.
All right. The little brown box jumps high.
Let's start with the noun, Joe.
The noun first. The
fox is the noun.
That is correct.
Not a boy.
All right.
Jumps is the verb.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. You want the sentence one more time, Bob?
No, I need the adverb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little brown fox jumps high.
That's a great sentence.
Little would be an adjective. Brown. So high would be the high.
Oh, right. Bob, 3 for 3.
Really good, Bob.
By the way, that's not the easy. It sounds
those double adjectives fuck Bob up. He was like, "Well, if little's the adjective, how could brown also be?" Maybe that's the adverb.
No, that's good.
When Joe gears up to ask the question, it's the most demoralizing thing. Like it is the most.
I do like a game show, Bob.
Yeah. All
right. Gotta play into the segments. All right. So Bob is, by the way, Bob has been doing really well. I mean, I think, what was the ones last week? The planets, he got 5 out of 8, yeah. But he got yours right. He's been almost, I mean, Bob, you've been hitting at a pretty high clip.
Yeah. Dom,
I don't.
Dom coming on for the planets.
Since the mammals, you've really bounced back in a good way.
Yeah. That was the answer for the crustacean.
Yeah.
That was terrible. And then I had another bad one. Recently, I had a really bad one.
The hydroxide.
Which, by the way, some scientists that came in to come to my aid.
You could call water hydrogen oxide. what element is
the, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I will say, Bob, you've been hitting at a pretty high clip since.
Doing better than I thought. Yeah. There's been some tough moments. All right, this is a Joey D top five that we have coming in here today. Joey D taking another top five. Joe,
are we tied or am I one behind you now?
Still? One behind.
So we are
on the leaderboard, which I think at the time I may have had you by at least 10. Joe, tell the folks what they're going to be getting today.
So today we're recording. It's Father's Day. By the way, big shout out to all the dads out there. I know this is going to come out on Tuesday, so it's after the fact. But as I will say, as an upcoming dad myself, I really have more than ever. I have a lot of respect for the dads who are out there making an example in their kids' life. And Mikey, I will shout you out because you are an exemplary dad. I really believe that. For all the shit I give you, I will give credit where credit is due. So today, in honor of Father's Day, we are going to give the top five things that dads, activities, or different things that dads like to do. And I think it'll be a good one. I think we can have some fun with this.
I do too. I think it's good. The committee's going to have to come in for certain times. Joe, you were first. I came in second. Mikey, third. So, Joe, pick where you would like to go.
I'll go first today.
Okay.
And then who came second?
Bob came second. So, I think I'm actually going to go third.
Okay. And then Mikey will be second. Okay. Yeah.
Take it away, man.
I'm going to go golf at one. I think that's a no-brainer.
Just bear with me. I got to type them in. I don't have pen and paper today, so I got to type in the answers. All right, so golf, number one for Joe.
Yeah.
Barbecue, number two for myself.
That's a good one. Backyard barbecue.
Okay, so I'm going to go with watching sports.
At home, sports day?
Yeah, like at home, watching sports at home. And then I'm going to go with drinking. So like beer.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like at a pub, like a bar?
Either. I mean, I just drinking. Okay. Drinking alcohol. I think it is clear.
Give me lawn care.
Lawn care. Okay. I'm going to go with fishing.
Okay.
And then I will go... Give me relaxing. Sleep in. Just not, you know, just fucking on the old lazy boy. Taking it easy.
Who is that? Over to Mikey. It'll be
Mikey now.
Yep. Do home improvements.
Okay.
Little projects around the house.
I'm going to do barbecuing or grilling.
Well, I think Mikey's got barbecuing.
Two overall, Bob.
What's that?
I took that 2 overall.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Barbecue.
And then I also had naps. But if Joe, if you're doing relaxing, I take naps off the table.
Yeah, I would take that out. Yeah.
Watching sports. All right, give me going out to dinner or like going out to eat.
That's a good one.
And then give me movies, watching movies.
Yeah. Back to Michael.
Playing with the kids.
Yeah, that plays.
Okay. I'll go tailgating.
Okay.
And then I got one left, right? So Give me anything to do with like cars, working on the cars, going to like, you know, like hanging out, working on the car, like, you know, does that make sense?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I got no issue with that. I think I'll go pickleball five.
Wait.
Oh no, it's
It's my
actually
it's Michael. It's Michael
I
now.
take it back.
Is it? Yeah, it's me, right?
Yeah, it's you,
Yeah.
Mikey. This is your last pick. It should be your last pick.
That's right. That's right. Let me think. Got so many
Tough
good
coming,
ones out there,
it's
man.
tough
Yeah.
coming down to
Yeah,
the wire.
there's a lot that are still out in the world to be picked.
It is. I'll just say exercising. It's important
Okay.
for men of my age.
I'm gonna go away from pickle. I'm gonna go going out for ice cream. So an ice
Okay.
cream play.
Dessert slash ice cream.
Yeah, dessert
Yeah.
slash ice cream. And Mikey, if you could read off what the top five is going to be there.
All right, so just bear with me because I got to jump around a little. So Joe has golf, fishing, relaxing, tailgating, and car maintenance or car upkeep.
Yeah.
I have barbecuing, lawn care, home improvements, playing with the kids, exercising. And Bob has watching sports, drinking, going out to dinner, watching movies, and ice cream.
Nobody actually put going to sports events, which is shocking.
You put tailgating in, I
Yeah,
believe.
that's yeah.
Tailgating's got
Tailgating. That's
the.
what I figured. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, happy Father's Day to all, ladies and gentlemen. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Gonna be watching Adam Scott very, very closely to see if he blows this thing out. If he does not win, please give Jed a hard time. We love you. We appreciate you. That's the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi. Cosi.org.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.